Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Success by Design podcast. Hope everyone's having a great day today. Hey, as always, you know I got a great topic for you today. But before we get started, hey, some great news. I think last week or this week in the Exec Upgrades program, we had 10 offers come through with over 70 multiple six-figure interviews. So give it up for the clients doing amazing things inside the ECU program. Number two. Man, hiring is really picking up this year, so I'm excited to share this topic with you because I do know if you're in a job search, this is absolutely going to help you. But before, as always, hey, if you need help in your executive search, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free career consultation with our team so that we can help you land the job and money you deserve, just like the over 200 professionals we've helped this year. And I think we're approaching almost 2,000 interviews. Companies are hiring. If you're positioned the right way, that's what we're talking about today. So let's get into it. Hey, so how do you actually get found? And we're talking about LinkedIn, which I've always said before is God's gift to anybody who's hiring, right? But how do we get found and how do we use it the right way to get hired? That's what I'm going to be breaking down for you today. Because let me tell you something. If people can't find you, then they can't hire you, right? If people can't find you, they can't hire you. And if you're not showing up the right way, you're leaving money on the table, period, end of story. So whether you're in an active search mode right now or just kind of passively, you know, seeing what's out there, this episode is for you. So let's get into it. First, I want to go over, hey, why is LinkedIn the number one tool for, you know, director, VP, and executives looking for jobs? Let's start here. Fact, 90% of recruiters and hiring managers use LinkedIn to find candidates. I want you to think about that. Because before people typically hit up job boards, before they use search firm agencies, what do you think they do before they post a job? They absolutely search LinkedIn using LinkedIn Recruiter. Probably do a podcast on that one day. So here's the deal. If your profile isn't optimized, if you don't have a picture, if you don't have your settings right, if it doesn't clearly tell people who you are, what you do, what do you bring to the table? What do you think is going to happen? They will skip you. And that's not because you're not qualified, but because they don't know how awesome you are. Now, let's talk about optimizing your profile because it's so vital. This is really non-negotiable. The first thing we do with every single person we work with here at Executive Upgrades is we optimize their LinkedIn profile and their resume. Now, it's not going to solve all your problems, but here's the key, right? We need clarity and credibility, and we need a good message. Okay, this is an important part of the process, but I see too many people relying on resumes. So let's get into it a little bit. Okay, let me break that down a little bit. What does your headline say? When you click on my page, right? And by the way, if you're not following me or connected with me, do that right now. Go on LinkedIn, search up Tim Madden if you're listening on Spotify, right? Add me as a connection. But what does my profile say? I help directors, VPs, and executives land jobs they love. It is not confusing. You know exactly what I do. You know the results I bring. You see all of my recommendations. I have some featured sections where I've been featured from. Okay. So I want you to say not just your job title, I'm a VP of ops. I want you to put your value in your header, right? Value. Hey, I help SaaS companies scale from 10 mil to 100 mil. Hey, I'm known for turning around underperforming business units and building high-performing teams. So stop using your, you know, header section and your about section kind of like a boring summary. This is your elevator pitch, man. This is how you get people excited. Talk about the problems you solve, the value you bring, and back it up with results, okay? Metrics matter. Numbers matter in business. They matter in sports. Be specific. So you have to highlight your accomplishments and achievements relative to exactly what you're targeting. There should be no confusion. If a business leader or an executive hits your profile, there should be no question of exactly what you're targeting, exactly your value, and exactly the results you have brought similar organizations. If that's not you, hey, get some help updating your LinkedIn and your resume. We do that here at Exec Upgrades. You could go to execupgrades.com/podcast. This is vital. It's not going to solve all of your problems, but it's a key step in the process. Same with the experience section. Most people, they're just going to put their job duties, led this team, did this, right? Don't list your job duties. Focus on your accomplishments. If I'm reading your profile, I should walk away knowing the results you've delivered and how you might be able to replicate that at one of my organizations. And hey, you need recommendations. You've worked with people. If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably been in the marketplace for 20 years. Okay. Hopefully there's a couple people out there that will leave a couple sentences about you being a good partner to them, being a good leader, being a good vendor, et cetera. Hey, get some recommendations. They really do matter. Excuse me. Let me get a drink of water real quick. All right. Next, you got to be clear on what you're targeting. You have to be clear on who you're targeting. Here's the problem with most job seekers. They're not specific enough. You ask them, hey, what kind of job are you looking for? And they something like, you know, something in leadership. No, I don't know. Something in strategy, something in ops. Your vagueness will kill your search. Let me repeat that. If you're vague, it's going to kill your search. You need to be crystal clear. What title are you targeting? What industry? What size of company? What problems do you solve better than anyone else? These are just a couple examples, because here's the truth. The more specific you get, the better your messaging becomes, right? And the more magnetic your profile can become too. Now, I'm just going to be real with you. If you're not a professional resume writer, it's difficult to talk about yourself. I get it. But hey, I'm a guy who gets help. When I am struggling in an area and I don't know how to do something, I absolutely get help as quickly as possible. So if you're not a professional writer, you're not happy with your profile, you're not sure how to put this together, hey, schedule a call with us. We got you. Now, after your profile is optimized and very specific, outlining everything I said, I probably missed a couple things too, but I hit the most important. Number four, ladies and gentlemen, you have to get known. Now that your profile is optimized, now what? Let me be real with you. Your number one problem is not that you don't have an MBA, that you're too old. That insert some other reason here. Your number one reason, are you ready? Obscurity. Nobody knows you. And as my mentor says, if they don't know you, they can't flow you. Meaning they can't flow you opportunities, interviews, job offers, deals, nothing. Who's going to hire you right now? Think about this. Who's going to hire you? Someone you probably don't know right now, a stranger. But before your wife knew you, she was a stranger too. Do you see what I'm getting? Here's the fix. You have to get known. And that means creating content on LinkedIn. You're likely connected to probably at least several hundred people, maybe a couple thousand people, if you've taken LinkedIn a little seriously or mildly serious over the last couple of years. I can't tell you how many deals I've gotten by posting a video that I didn't think was very good, being self-conscious about how I looked, what I was saying, etc. But ladies and gentlemen, put yourself out there. They don't know you. Half the people are not going to like you anyway, regardless if you don't say something or do say something. Welcome to life, right? You can be the president of the United States. What does he need? He or she need? She needs, you know, 50.01% of the votes, and they are the president. Okay. So here's what to post on LinkedIn. Number one, don't overthink it. You just need to be visible. Remember, every time you post on LinkedIn, the content isn't even that important. What's more important is you just keep showing up. Hey, Tim Madden, I help people get jobs. I help people get jobs. I help people get jobs. That's what you see if you're following me every single day, right? So what am I talking about? I'm talking about thought leadership, lessons I've learned from being in the military or leading teams across countries. I share case studies, wins, leadership lessons. I share industry insights, career philosophy, storytelling, and I share personal things about me moving to Tennessee, me winning awards, right? So I really just talk about, you know, what are some things I want to share? Let me share with you what I posted randomly 2 days ago. I posted, you know, what's his name? Kevin Durant was getting hate on Twitter, man, saying, you didn't do anything recently, right? So, and I wrote a post saying, man, everyone's going to hate on you, even if you're the best. Think about that. You don't want to get criticism, right? Man, the most successful people in sports, in business, in life, get criticism every dang day. So what you worried about? Now, you know my book. Definitely go get a copy. Start Then Optimize over on Amazon. It's on Audible too. Again, that's Start Then Optimize, because I want to talk about the power of just getting started right now. I know posting online is going to feel weird at first, but let me tell you what happened again when I started creating content. Just by posting a couple videos, how I helped executives. I've landed multiple clients, multiple Fortune 500 clients, recruiting clients, all of these different things. Not because I begged anyone, not because I applied to anything, because they saw me. They resonated. They reached out. You don't need to be some viral content creator. You need to be a value sharer. And I have to tell you, I recently landed a Fortune 500 client. You would be joking. This is a laughable situation. They reached out to me because of a video I posted. Do you know how many views that video got, ladies and gentlemen? It was a flop. It got 23 views. But guess what? One of those 23 people was a Fortune 500 exec. And they liked what I had to say. And they reached out to me for some assistance. If you don't show up, if you don't provide value, if you don't get known, it's going to be a rough life for you, ladies and gentlemen, especially in this competitive freaking market right now. You have to get known. So let's recap. If you want to get hired, you have to get found. And you know it's not going to happen when you click apply and, you know, your dream job's going to land in your lap. It's just not going to happen. So that means you have to optimize your profile. Be super clear on what you want. You have to start creating content so people know you. And you need to be the biggest advocate of yourself because no one's going to come and save you. And who's going to be a bigger advocate for you than you? It don't make sense, right? So listen, you've got 20, 30 years of experience. That's great. Start showing people, right, what you know. This is an executive level opportunity. There is right now, I know there is, for you, and they need someone just like you, but they can't find you if you're hiding, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, if you need help, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. That's it for today of Success by Design podcast. If this helped you, do me a favor, share it with another executive, another friend who's maybe struggling to get known on LinkedIn right now. And hey, if you're really serious about your career move and you want support from us, we've helped thousands of people. Again, execupgrades.com/podcast. I'm Tim Madden. And remember, success doesn't happen by chance. It happens by design. And I'm going to catch you on the next one. Have a great day, everyone.